A reading from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. On this last day of days of 2014, this reading asks us to turn our shoulders back toward the beginning. On this, the last day of days of 2014, the angels in heaven sing, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." On this, the last day of days of 2014, the martyrs of the early church raised their arms to intone their song of faith, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. All those who have gone before us, they have vibrated with this glory. Can you hear it? Close your eyes and listen. We have seen his glory. They sing, "We have seen his glory." They sing, "We have seen his glory." Many years ago, I closed my eyes in sleep. It was a time in my life when I saw little glory and felt much darkness. I was deeply asleep. In my relaxation, I saw and felt myself high above a hill. The air was warm. The night was black as black. And though I was high in the air, I felt no fear. My body seemed perfectly natural to be up there with the surface of the earth so far down below me. My shoulder and arm muscles raised and lowered, slowly and rhythmically raised and lowered. Suddenly, I was not alone. We were together. We were all in the air above that hill as a vast multitude. This meaning of this "we" is hard to put into words, for words only diminish that feeling of solidarity. How to describe that sense of "we"? It was as though a room full of close friends had just had a scrumptious meal, and we were stuffed to satisfaction, and we were so familiar with each other that we had nothing to say. So we just sat there together, and it was comfortable and good and right. That's as close as I can describe that sense of oneness. But we, up in the air there, were together, for we belonged together, as it should be, as was right for us to be together. And in my dream, this we glowed together with joy and happiness. Then we slowly began to turn all together gently, with no rush, with no one left behind, turning as one. And I could feel the rotation in my shoulders. And as we turned, I could see, far off in the distance, down below us, in a dark valley, I could see a light. It was larger than a star, and vibrant in its shining. It was the most beautiful light I have ever seen. And we were filled with the glory of God and began to sing. And as I dreamed that dream, I felt a sureness, a certainty that this light was the Star of Bethlehem. And this we that felt so right, we were the heavenly host. I woke in the morning serene and relaxed and so peaceful that I felt like I had no muscles. I had seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son. I had not found God. God had found me. That dream changed my life. On this, the last day of the days of 2014, all over the world we hear this hymn of glory together, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And to be faithful to this reading, we do not look at the little ways that the Holy Spirit speaks, through the eyes of kittens or through the windshield wipers on the car or through buckets of fish. This passage lifts us toward the big, lifts us toward the majestic, lifts us toward the awesomeness of God. And all those who have gone before us, they have vibrated with this glory. On this seventh day of Christmas, when we have Christmas carols in our hearts, can you hear them sing? Glory to the newborn King. We have seen his glory. We have seen his glory. Have you gotten a taste of glory? In a dream? On the edge of a song? In the radiance of a sunset? In the joy of a meal? We don't believe based on nothing. God has spoken. God has spoken to us. The one so big has become so small. It is as though the roar of the Pacific Ocean has become the silence of a grain of sand. It is as though the rumble of an earthquake has become the whisper of a gentle breeze. It is as though the majesty of the Alleluia chorus has become the coo of a newborn baby. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son. The year 2014 has been quite a year. Yet we take strength in knowing that we are not alone. We are in this together, you and I, and the saints on earth, and the hosts of heaven. So secure in that solidarity, we can now turn our shoulders toward the light of 2015. We do not know what lies ahead. We do not know what will be. We do not know where we will be on the last day of days of 2015. But we do know that the song of the heavens, which holds us up, will help us to glorify God with our lives. For the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we, too, in some way or another, we, too, have seen his glory. Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, King of kings and Lord of lords, you are forever seeking for us. Help us to open our hearts to be found. In this new year, give us the grace to make the time to spend more time just to dwell in your presence. We love you. We thank you. We praise you for your glory. For to you be the power, the honor, now and forever.